This is the Bob Rivers Show on 102.5 KZOK, the classic rock station.
Big John.
Every morning at the mine, you could see him arrive. He stood 6 foot six and weighed 245, kind of broad at the shoulder and narrow at the hip. And everybody knew you didn't give no lip to Big John.
Big John.
102.5 KZOK. Good morning. All right.
Big Bad John.
Not a terrible weekend. Pretty nice on Saturday. A bit of clouds yesterday. Still doesn't seem like we've got summer. Hey, Jimmy Dean, the sausage maker, died. And, Joe was very upset.
Well, Jimmy Dean, the actor recording artist, passed away, too.
He was a sausage maker.
That's awful. Really?
He was a singer, too.
And an actor.
Well, he's a man who parlayed a good bit of fame into a large amount of fame. I mean, he's in every grocery case around. And I've spent so many Sunday mornings with Jimmy Dean. I mean, it's...
Do you mean after he made the sausage, he used it to get some singing jobs?
No, the singing came way... He was kind of washed up as a singer by the time the sausage came.
Yeah.
But, that's good sausage. And I'm glad, you know, he developed it. But that was a... It's kind of a sad story on the sausage with Jimmy Dean.
Oh, not him dying was sad? The
well,
sausage?
It's sad.
There was a problem with the sausage?
No, he's dead today at 81, but...
There's nothing wrong with that. You can make something that's supposedly bad for you and live to be 81. It's good.
Died of sage overdose.
Because of that biatch, Sarah Lee?
Sarah,
what happened with her? Did he marry Sarah Lee?
No, he sold out to Sarah Lee.
Sold out, and then they kicked him out. She kicked him out the door.
How can you fire Jimmy Dean as a spokesperson?
Well, there must have been something wrong with him, which is why he needed to sell his company. Then as soon as you had the brand name, so you could make money with it, you did what you were allowed to do and kick him out.
No.
He got paid.
The way it worked was he started making sausage in the late 60s. He sold it to Sarah Lee in the
early... sold himself out. He sold himself down the river.
But listen to me out here.
Oh, man.
He sold to Sarah Lee in, I think, 1984, sometime in the early 80s. He stayed on as the spokesperson till 2003.
At her pleasure.
Yes. And then she booted him in 2003.
When she no longer pleased her.
At her pleasure.
Yeah. But
and the problem you have with this is what?
Because it still says Jimmy Dean right on the label.
But Jimmy Dean is something he sold to her.
But who better to speak for Jimmy Dean sausage?
Apparently, that's up to her once you sell it to her.
Well, it's funny because about that time is about the time I haven't bought it much the last few years. And it wasn't a conscious decision, but maybe...
You look like you've been buying a lot of it.
Well, that's one reason I stopped is because once there's too much guilt involved in it now because you look and, you see how fattening it is and you can't get away with that, but... That was my football watching food for years. Every
Jimmy
Sunday
Dean
morning.
Sausage. Yeah.
Oh yeah, the hot spicy one. They make a reduced fat one, you know.
Really?
Yeah.
Isn't buying reduced fat sausage a little bit like saying, I don't know, 3/4 of the usual heroin for
please,
me, please?
Yeah,
I,
half a needle. Trying
yeah,
to cut back.
I'm trying to cut back.
And they did also cut back on the package once, which
kind of, they made a smaller package.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
Very upsetting, isn't it?
Yeah.
Smaller packages. So he died. How did he die? What did he have? I hope it has something to do with sausage.
He was pretty healthy, according to his
really?
Wife. Yeah.
Age.
He'd had some health issues, but there was no, thing. It was a surprise.
It does not say anything in the article about how he died.
Died surprisingly. Just,
He had the
died surprisingly is something I've never heard of.
Well, that's what his wife said.
Unexpectedly.
Sure.
I've heard.
You tell me an 81-year-old guy drops and everybody's surprised? Oh, he's been healthy as a horse.
Didn't have cancer. Didn't have, there was no...
So what was it?
The quote from his wife was, we didn't expect this. He had had a few health issues, but he was overall, for 81, pretty healthy.
Lovely man.
I mean, do you have to have a classification? I mean, at some
point... If you're famous and you don't say anything, it raises questions. That's all, you know. Hmm. If you're famous and they say, it's all good, he's dead, no problem.
Maybe it was a heart attack, but she just doesn't want,
that
sausage
kind of
show.
A lot of times people want their privacy, too. They don't want to say.
Yeah.
Dean lived in semi-retirement with his wife, who is a songwriter and recording artist. on their 200-acre estate just outside Richmond.
Yeah.
200 acres in Virginia, that's big money, isn't it?
Depends on where. I mean, there's a couple of cheap 200 acres out in the middle of nowhere. You could get the...
Come on.
Yeah.
Well, he had nice... That was a, you
I'm
know,
sure
nice
he had
farm,
a good...
Yeah,
I'm sure he had a nice spread there.
In 2009, a fire gutted their home. Donna Mead Jean said the couple had just moved back into their reconstructed home. And then, boom. A surprise fire. An unexpectedly, surprisingly fire.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Worst kind.
That's terrible. Rough to go through when you're... That would be when you're 80, your home burns down, your brand new home.
No kidding.
Why build a brand new home when you're 80 anyway? Isn't that when you're supposed to have, like, well, paneling and shag carpet and...
Big easy chair that lifts you out.
The chair you had for, like, 50 years with holes in it?
I bet you they went to one floor.
Yep, that's what I would think. They probably went from a big Southern mansion style to a big rambler.
No stairs.
Spend your last couple decades in.
Dean charmed many fans with his drawled wisecracks and quick wit. He's also known for his tough hide. He fired his bandmate Roy Clark, who went on to Hee Haw fame for showing up late for gigs.
Wow.
And then he got upset when Sarah Lee did the same thing to him.
Well, it wasn't...
Turnabout, my friend. He was known for being
Roy
a tough
band.
Known for being a tough boss who hired and fired people at will. And Sarah Lee fired him at will.
Not for showing up late.
Whatever she felt like. I like that.
Well, but I mean, take his name off at that point.
No. Famous Amos would tell you all about it.
Yeah.
Snap, Crackle, and Pop. You're not going to get rid of them at the Rice Krispies. You're not going to get rid of Tony the Tiger.
Wait a minute, do you think there are real people? Snap, Crackle,
well,
and Pop.
Well, they're so identified with the product. I mean, there's, you know, this is a real person.
Could you, how come, how old are you, Joe?
46, I think. Yeah, I got it.
You act 80. Did anybody ever tell you that?
Because I'm loyal to people, I act 80 because I don't like to see...
Most of us don't go around carrying a torch for Snap, Crackle, and Pop.
I think it's cute.
I just said you wouldn't throw them out.
I wouldn't think about them as things to throw out.
Imagine if you heard Snap, Crackle, Snap, Crackle, Snap, Crackle, Pop, Snap, Crackle, Snap, Crackle.
If they threw one of them out.
Pop, because he was always late.
Snap, Crackle, Snap, Crackle. I'm just saying, you remind me of like an 80-year-old man already.
Snap, Crackle, Pop. That's loyalty.
They threw them out.
No, they didn't.
No loyalty.
They didn't throw them out. That's what I'm saying.
But if they did.
But that bitch Sarah Lee.
I would complain, yes.
Exactly. He reminds
me. She was a communist. Dated Castro.
I'm just teasing.
I don't see what that has to do with ageism. I mean, I just...
Oh, I don't know. I just feel like we ought to be interrupted with a commercial for a hemorrhoid cream, followed by if you can't pee, followed by... I was watching the TV news the other night.
Yeah.
It's embarrassing. Prescription medicine after prescription. I wonder if even the people... I know hardly anybody watches network news now because you can get your news on the internet.
Mm-hmm.
But did you ever watch and feel embarrassed that some advertiser might think you need all this crap? I mean, there is a prescription medicine for everything. And through the entire Katie Couric experience... I basically, as much as I want to know about the oil spill, which is why I've been watching the news more lately.
Yeah.
By the time I've got through 30 minutes of network news, I feel like there's nobody under 90 watching that stuff. Literally. And also, I don't want to live that way. But if I ever get to the point where I need 50 medications to survive, please bring me to the vet.
Save that tape, Pedro. Yeah, I'm with you.
Anyway, I'm just teasing you, Joe, yeah, but this whole Jimmy Dean thing is...
Due respect. Come on.
Due respect for Jimmy Dean.
Jimmy Dean will be survived by his 3 children, 2 granddaughters, and a delicious aftertaste.
All right. Also, what else is going on? This weekend, The Karate Kid was out. It was a remake of the movie. And everything old is new again. It was a 1980s... showdown at the box office between The Karate Kid and The A-Team. The Karate Kid debuted at number one, taking in a whopping $56 million. Or as they would have called it if it was Spider-Man, a disappointing $56 million.
Yeah, if it was Spider-Man. There's pretty much an unknown commodity, that one, James Smith.
Is this the time of year that movies aren't huge blockbusters?
Well, $56 billion's pretty darn huge.
Not by today's standards.
Oh, for stuff that doesn't blow up, and I mean, it, for a non-quote, you know,
right,
Avatar-type movie, yeah, that's quite a bit of money.
The A-Team came in at half that,
which is
26.
Which is a blow-up movie. A-Team blew stuff up. That's all they did was blow stuff up.
It's the A-Team. After 3 weekends at number one, the animation Shrek Forever After slipped to $15.8 million. That's dying fast, isn't it, Shrek?
Yeah, they rode that franchise pretty far, though. Okay. You got to admit, the fourth movie.
Those are the movies. I haven't been to the movies in a little while. I got to go see one of these. What else happened this weekend? A terrible fire in Seattle. Just heartbreaking to watch the news in Fremont. Let's start with news. Here's Maura Gallucci.
Good morning. We're sponsored by JustAnswer.com. Fire investigators are still trying to figure out what caused that fatal fire in the Fremont neighborhood Saturday morning. And while that investigation is continuing, the department says it now has to figure out why the first engine on the scene couldn't get its water pump working. It caused a 2.5-minute delay until a second engine could arrive. The five victims were a 21-year-old woman, her 7-year-old daughter, two nephews, and a niece, 14, 6, and 5 years old. The mother of those kids and the dead woman's daughter were able to escape. Apparently, the mother saw the fire first, ran up to the second floor to let everybody know to get out. She turned around with one of the kids and thought they were all following behind her, and it wasn't until she got outside that she realized they weren't there. And by then, it was, I guess, completely engulfed.
That fast.
Yeah, yeah. And so the neighbors of these this Ethiopian family in the Fremont neighborhood are criticizing the fire department because of that problem with the fire engine. But Fire Chief Gregory Dean is telling the local media that the first fire truck on the scene was unable to get the water. They're trying to figure out why, but he said that most likely the people would have died.
It wouldn't have made
regardless
a difference. That's what I was thinking. I watched this. The timeline for how long the fire trucks arrived, first of all, is impressive that they get there so quick. And then the first truck arrived and the water didn't work. But the second truck was there 2 minutes later. And then a third truck arrived just another minute or two after that. So they arrived pretty fast. But I don't know. I feel bad for everybody because you know how dedicated firefighters are.
Yeah, nobody feels as bad as the crew who couldn't.
And there's nothing you can say to a family that's lost a loved one. The equipment is supposed to work.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how often they test it. I don't know how.
Well, they said they just tested it that day or the day before.
Yeah.
And the second truck, had a fire hose fall off the truck on its way, which probably delayed them by a couple of seconds, but they had to stop and reconfigure that. Mm. So, yeah.
Wow. This is one of those things.
It's
Do they know how it started?
Not yet. They've got all the tests. They're waiting the results on all of the tests, but they do not believe that it was anything suspicious.
This was the biggest fire since the Pang fire, right?
Yeah. It's the worst one.
Which was arson.
Yep.
And it's just a tragedy for Fremont.
There's a huge Ethiopian population in Seattle, and they're all banding together, so it's, you know, if there is a good thing, at least they are not alone.
Yeah, there is a community for this
and
family.
They are raising money to help the family. Okay. The death toll from Friday morning's flash flood in Arkansas at an Arkansas campground is now 19. Authorities there have confirmed that one person is still missing. This is another it's unbelievable. You go out camping, they quoted a woman's Facebook talking about how she was so excited to take her little boy camping that weekend and how excited they were, and she was one of the ones who was out, just swept away, and they couldn't even find the bodies.
Did you see that on the news when you between your hemorrhoid commercials?
I didn't see that, but I've read about it, and I know how that can happen. I actually had that happen.
Do you suffer the painful itching?
Do I? No, I don't. Oh. I don't take anything. I don't expect you for a long
That's
time.
Why, is that why you stand?
Not there.
No?
Come on.
Anyway, this river, I've never seen anything like it. The river rose 3 foot per hour.
At the height of it, they say 8 feet an hour.
8 feet an hour. And
how does that come down the mountain? That's, I can't imagine anything, a wall of water, sort of a dam collapsing, or, I mean, how does rain hit a mountain that fast? I mean, I know that's the answer.
Well, they got, how many inches of rain did they get? It was massive.
You know, it was massive. They just said heavy rain swelled the Little Missouri River to 20 feet, so it just went bam, right over its...
And so these people were in a campground.
Yeah, Riverside campground.
Nice family campground. Yeah. And the water came up too fast to even outrun it, I guess. Or were they asleep?
A lot of them were sleeping.
Oh.
Yeah.
I had that happen in the early 80s, with not nearly the tragic results, but... made the mistake of camping at Index in what was a riverbed. It looked like a nice, clear place to camp. And it's a little trickle of a stream, and wake up in the middle of the night, and half the car is underwater because suddenly with the snow melt and everything, you know, a hot day and the river starts flowing, and a bunch of people were stranded on basically an island. They had to come in with the rescue team to get people out of there because a bunch of us crazy high schoolers were up there camping. Now, thank goodness it was nothing this tragic, but overnight, literally this time of year, you know, water can come out of nowhere.
Wow. President Obama is going to be in the Gulf Coast again today. He's going to spend today and tomorrow in Mississippi, Alabama, and Florida reviewing the federal response to the oil spill. Tomorrow night, he'll head back to the White House, and he's going to deliver a nationwide address on the future of the response effort from the White House. It'll be 5 o'clock our time. He's expected to meet with BP executives at the White House later this week. And apparently there were no surprises in Washington's candidate filing week. 14 candidates filed to run against Patty Murray, including Republican Dino Rossi, Paul Akers, and Clint Didier. Didier is the man that Sarah Palin is backing. Perennial candidates Good Space Guy and Mike the Mover also filed as Democrats.
I love Mike the Mover.
Yeah,
great guy.
Yeah. And a 24-year-old guy from Vancouver named Brian Baird, the Brian is spelled with a Y, filed for the U.S. House seat being vacated by Brian Baird. Brian spelled with an I. Just thought I'd throw that in there. Bill Gates says there's enough room for more than one major computer company. He was on ABC this week talking about how Apple has now passed up Microsoft in market value.
Our companies, you know, our stock has gone up, it's gone down. And, you know, we've been the most valuable, not the most valuable. You know, that changed, and it will change again and again and again. Now, Microsoft's doing a lot of great stuff. And the software industry, you know, the opportunities are pretty phenomenal.
Did you see this at all? I did not. I just heard the
no.
audio.
Bill Gates spoke.
Oh, yeah, I know, exactly.
I need it. I need the whole thing.
That's six more weeks of patches, right? So when he comes out and pops his head out of the ground, is that what that means?
Exactly.
He basically, you know that Bill Gates, like, as soon as the camera's off and he's out of earshot, like, yeah. He hates Apple.
iPad don't work.
He's keeping his distance. He said he admires what Steve Jobs is doing.
I happen to like the things that Steve's doing. It's not my full time work, but as a board member, you know, I see a lot of great things going on.
Sure.
Great. Ooh, that sounded painful.
Yeah.
As a board member of Microsoft, he means, right?
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, he's still watching the industry, is what he's saying. He's retired.
Right, he's doing
philanthropy. At 50, he was going to leave and move into philanthropy. I bet he still loves Microsoft.
If Microsoft started to tank and having troubles, he could step back in a heartbeat, though, if he wanted, right?
He could. I don't think he would.
Yeah.
I think he would maybe be involved as a member of the board and finding the right person to do it. Yeah. And Microsoft is by no means not doing well. I mean... Yeah. They've never been in the consumer space a maker of cool consumer products. The reason they won was because when it came to business applications, where most of the buying decisions are made, and business computing, they were the leader, still are.
Okay.
But what's happened is the consumer space has taken off dramatically. And remember, when Apple even first put out the iPhone, they put it out for consumers. It didn't even do enterprise server corporate email. Wouldn't do it. They didn't even try to go in that area. So, you know, what's happened is the market has changed. Consumers are now flocking to this. And part of why they flock to it is because it's so easy to use. Mm-hmm. It takes away the traditional operating system that boots up,
right.
You know, it's the equivalent of like when you used to dial into the internet,
yeah.
And you'd have to wait for everything to happen. Well, that's a computer is. A computer sits at your desk, And when you want to use it, you know, you got to either leave it on all the time, which most people do, so the viruses and worms get to eat it at night, or... Or, you know, it's this big clunky thing that you turn on. Whereas the smartphone, which has become most people's computer now, it's just always there, and the icons exist for the things you do the most often. So for a lot of people, it's replaced the computer, or is replacing it slowly. And it's just a shift in how people use things. It's
now, didn't Apple have to make some apologies about some... breach of security that a bunch of iPad users...
They did. In fact, the reward for being big will be that, you know, more people will attack you. That's always the reward for being big.
Was it a targeted attack that got to the 100,000-plus users who had their passwords?
Eric, do you know what happened?
I think they did, yeah.
Actually, I don't. I just want to tell you there's a caller on line one who says that Microsoft's big breakthrough is today.
Oh, I want to hear about that.
Yeah.
Anyway, somehow security was breached and a whole bunch of iPad users' data got out there.
Yeah.
But the other thing that's going on is that Apple is about to be investigated. And it's interesting, it's not going to be the Department of Justice. Like
produce industry?
Believe it or not.
It
is
a produce.
FDA.
Yeah. FDA. Yeah.
No, I believe, what is it, FTA, Federal Trade Administration? Is it,
oh, the FTC?
FTC. It's the FTC.
Trade Commission.
Yeah. On monopolistic practices.
Yeah, different decade, different name, but it's similar.
Wow.
And it's just because they're starting to make all the rules. They're tossing Adobe out. They can decide whether Google lives or dies.
It's their party.
It's their party.
Yeah.
Again, the reward for success is that people will attack you.
But they have full collaboration from Apple, actually. They say that they want to contribute with this investigation and they want to help. That's what I read this weekend.
I mean, Apple said we welcome being investigated.
Sure.
That's like Bill Gates saying, I'm really happy for Apple. I love Steve Jobs.
Here's what we're going to do. We're going to give everybody at the FTC a new iPad to help research the problem faster.
Yes.
Wink, wink.
Yeah, exactly.
That's my nice 4G phone for all you players. Huh?
Do you want me to go do this Microsoft guy first?
Yeah.
Gino.
Yeah, I just wanted to say you'll see Bill's big breakthrough today. So Kinect launches today down in L.A. At E3. And it's the Natal system that is going to take Wii to a new level. So it puts people in the game. It's kick ass.
Is this is gaming stuff where you wear stuff and you're in a virtual reality world?
Well, no. What it does, you know, Wii. So it's all focused on trying to bring the person in the game, get them off their butt, and actually playing in the game. So they saw Wii. They saw Nintendo get success, and they did a system with sensors. And it connects. What it does is it sees your skeletal. It sees your body.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. You wear stuff.
Bob
that puts you in the game.
No, there's a microphone. Yeah, you do, but it's not like over your head and everything. The thing is, it's breakthrough. It's less than $150. That's the kick-ass part.
All right, so it's gaming stuff though today. Big gaming stuff.
Does it connect with Wii or is it a separate Wii-like game?
No. It's Xbox 360.
Oh, okay.
But it's going to kick Wii's ass.
It's going to kick Wii's ass.
Well, it's going to take Wii to a new level. It'll give Wii competition. I'll put that.
Okay.
By the way, Bill Gates gave a speech yesterday, 2 days ago at the commencement. His dad. I heard it was profound. You might get the text of that and take a look, too.
It was profanity, did you say?
Profound.
Oh.
his wife was a regent there. And, you know.
Isn't it weird that there's I, there's we,
yeah.
And there's Xbox?
Yep.
At the UW commencement?
Yeah, he spoke at commencement Saturday afternoon, and I guess it was a really well-done speech. Eric might want to grab that.
Can you get his UW commencement speech?
Well, I'm sure you can go on Google and get anything, can't you?
No, but you can. All right, let's see if we can find that. Thank you, sir.
You bet. Bye.
Sounds fun. And finally, the dad of that teenage sailor, Abby Sunderland, says that a reality TV series based on the family is in the works. It didn't take long. Lawrence Sunderland told the New York Post that he signed a contract for a show called Adventures in Sunderland a week after his 16-year-old daughter set sail back in January, and now they can talk about it. She was stranded in the Indian Ocean last week, but she's doing fine today.
Where is she going to be now? What's her reality show? When does it start?
I don't know if they've even started filming, have they? They just signed the contract back in January.
Okay.
So I'm sure we'll hear more. The Dow opened 3 minutes ago, up 64 points, above 10,000, 10,275, and here's Spike.
Thank you, Maura. The sports brought to you by Group Health Cooperative of Puget Sound. The M's had dropped five in a row. manager Don Wakamatsu had himself a closed-door meeting on Saturday after that loss. And then yesterday, Felix Hernandez came out through an 8 2/3 inning gem, like he's prone to do, and the M's win 4-2. Great quote in the paper from Lou Piniella. Says he used to wait and throw his nasty, fiery POT meetings on days that Randy Johnson pitched. Because when you have your ace going out, there's a better chance you'll win. And you look good as a manager getting all fired up, like you have some bullets in your gun. So, brilliant strategy there, Don Wakamatsu. Way to not pitch when Vargas or, you know, Roland Smith was going out to the mound and wasting that on a team that wasn't having to have a chance to win. The M's take on the St. Louis Cardinals tonight at their place. Interleague play moves into the city at the Big Arch there. First pitch is at 4:10 our time. Boston Celtics are one win away from the NBA championship after yesterday's win in Boston, 92-86 over the Lakers. Now the series moves to L.A. for the final two games. Game 6 will be tomorrow in L.A. And the Tammy Thomas, the American goalkeeper, on Saturday, the U.S. tied England 1-1 at World Cup play. 30 minutes into the game, Thomas took a foot to the rib cage. And I can't believe the guy even stood up, let alone played on for the remainder of the match. They'll find out today if the ribs are broken. They don't think they are. He is in pain. He is swollen. But if they're not broken, and if he's just hurting like a dog, he will play Friday in the next round of U.S. World Cup competition. I'm Spike Net Sports.
Thank you, Spike. Did everybody watch the World Cup?
I did.
Yeah.
I watched the U.S. England a little bit. Was really disappointed in a tie, but I'm told we should feel good about that.
Yeah, months of build-up, hype, parades, TV commercials, a tie.
It's like when you get a tie for Christmas. It's not all that thrilling either. Oh, a tie. Thank you. That's exactly what I wanted.
Melissa said, so how's overtime work? I'm like, no.
There is no overtime.
There is no overtime.
Doesn't happen, sweetie.
Until the second round, right? Until they go into...
Yeah, until you get in this elimination round. Then you'll have a shootout if a tie doesn't settle it.
Pedro, what happened with Argentina? I did not get up early. I'm sorry.
Oh, come on, I thought you were going to wake up.
I thought about it and went right back to sleep.
Yes, I bet. Actually, we won. We won the first game.
Of course you did.
But is that, of course, it's the first game. You're nervous?
It's Argentina, though. You guys rock with soccer, and apparently your coach was off the sauce that day, which is good.
I'm not going to put out with jokes about my great coach. Until the
World How would I before. Know that he had a coke problem unless you had told me?
Yeah, like we followed the game.
He was one of the best players in the world. Actually, we was born on the same day, so that makes me...
You and the coach? What's his name?
Diego Maradona.
Forget it, I can't pronounce
Maradona,
that.
Maradona. So you know,
Diego Maradona?
He's one of those guys that was a one-name guy in the world.
Yeah, he was...
What'd they call him? Madonna?
No! They called him Diego.
Diego?
Diego.
Okay, let's bet this. If you go to Bangladesh, right?
And we're going to Bangladesh.
If you say his name, that will open doors. Not dealers, no.
You better have cash. They don't take credit cards.
No. Yeah, right. So Diego is his name, like San Diego?
Maradona is the name you would want to say.
Maradona?
Yeah, he's known everywhere in the world. Everywhere.
Maradona.
Yeah, if you say Diego, they think you mean the cartoon child star.
Well, there are stories of soldiers from Argentina, actually, that fought for the United States. And when they went to Iraq, basically the best way to mingle with locals was to mention Maradona's name. Because basically everybody in the world knows and admires him.
He's like Pelé or Beckham. You know, there's maybe five guys in the world that are...
All right, we'll try that because we're going to be making a film in Bangladesh.
Okay, I got $5 in my pocket. You want to bet that the first time you drop the name Maradona, people will recognize who this person is? To the first person, when you arrive to the airport that day, you just say Maradona. You want
to
bet $5?
Sounds too close to marijuana, and they kill you for that.
You must have won money on Saturday because you don't whip out money that easily.
Oh, okay.
Sure, I'll take your bet. Okay, and your money.
Soccer is a weird sport because I watched the Argentina a little bit. I didn't watch the whole thing, but they win 1-0, and Pedro's not letting on, but it's almost like a loss. I mean, people are kind of disappointed they didn't win more handily. And then America, we tie, and people are thrilled like we won. A lot of it's based on, you know, emotion, I think.
An expectation of the team you're competing with.
I never realized it was so loud.
It wasn't until this year.
That's not World Cup. That's me checking on my bees this weekend. Brought some audio, and it sounds a lot like the World Cup.
That may come to an end.
couple of hours of that. Shit. Well, yeah.
The World Cup committee wants to ban the annoying buzzing horns.
If they find it to be a problem. The French are whining that they couldn't communicate on field because...
That's a Frenchman's ass, think of that noise. Sounds remarkably like the horn.
They said they couldn't talk amongst the players during the match, and it inhibited their ability to play the game, and that's why they had a scoreless draw.
Some of them are saying we can't sleep at night because of the sound of that.
6 a.m., those things start outside the hotels.
Right now they're still allowed at the World Cup. And they feel FIFA. What is FIFA? Is that like
football is for angels?
Is that like Zsa Zsa Gabor's dog's name? What is that?
That's the International Federation of Football Association. That's what it is.
FIFA. They say getting rid of those horns would be bowing to European pressure. It would be Europeanizing the tournament because those horns are big around the world, right?
Oh, of course. Everybody in Argentina has one of those.
Really? I thought it was just South Africa. So no, there's other places?
Okay. They're sold everywhere in the world outside the stadium, and they're pretty noisy, but they're really... I mean, it's fun. That's what you guys don't understand. Soccer is fun.
Yeah. When your country has territories and islands and lands taken from it at will by the British, it's nice to be able to at least blow your own horn once in a while. The World Cup committee will meet again this week to discuss whether to ban those horns. On the text message, how can anybody be happy with a tie? Stupid game. Who cares? Soccer sucks. On the Microsoft new game they're going to announce today, you don't wear anything. It recognizes people. So I guess it's a camera that sees you.
Oh, okay.
Oh, like Wii has that.
And this is supposed to kick Wii's ass.
This is going to kick Wii's butt.
Screw all that. Xbox domination. This is all about. And the Xbox rocks, so maybe they'll pull it off. Let's see. News is depressing.
It is. I agree.
Hey, do you think they're going to make sausage out of Jimmy Dean, Joe?
Talk about depressing.
He'll be ground up and pumped into tubes for his fans.
You know that.
Keep with
that. Oh, that's what I would do.
It's not a bad legacy.
If my name was Jimmy Dean and I wanted last-minute publicity, I would send myself to Sara Lee, too.
You do have to say, except that he's got no financial interest in putting that stuff on the street.
Do you get a spike in sales upon your departure, like a, you know, like a recording artist, like Michael Jackson Records? Does the Jimmy Dean sausage fly out the shelves, or do you think...
He has a whole catalog of sausage he hadn't released until after his death.
Or do you mean like sausage is his free bird?
Right.
I don't think so.
Or do you look at that and you think dead old man, and you put it back? I mean, it might...
Does it help or hurt the sausage?
It might hurt. Yeah.
Nah, I think it helps. If you like sausage, you like sausage. I had something sad to do yesterday, but I didn't do it myself.
Your piano recital?
No, that I did do myself.
That was happy.
It went very well.
Oh,
yeah. There was one song I flubbed in the middle. Everybody flubs something in a piano recital because the pressure is on. There's like 30 people there.
Plus the first time a lot of them have worn a tie, you know.
There was a 100-year-old man at my piano recital that was brought in to see his son.
Aww.
And you mean literally brought in, like they had to...
He was 100, you know. If you're on this side of the dirt, you're a success
a
at 100.
Day. Yeah, right. Fine day.
And there was like a 5-year-old, maybe she was 5.
Aww, cute.
Asian-American gal who played, like, just, you know, like a concert pianist.
No kidding.
She was your Xbox to your Wii.
Yeah, she was everything. and then there were various people, all of them very talented, one or two who maybe could have practiced a little more. But
sweet.
And I was all set to go. But I did mess up on the Maple Leaf Rag a bit. It was the piano's fault.
Well, of course.
And I'll tell you why.
Of course.
It's one of the mini grands, and the keys are actually a little smaller.
They're made
the wood is closer,
spot.
And my fingers were hitting the wood, and I didn't have the presence of mind to back up a little, back up the chair and play a little out further.
Yeah, made for a 5-year-old.
That's what I said.
Yeah.
I brought laughs. They thought I was kidding.
Big adult hands, people. Big adult hands.
But most of it went very well, and
did
it was fun.
Did your professor congratulate you on a job
yes,
well done?
Yes, he sort of. He doesn't overdo it, but yes. Professor Yano, whose cards say P.
Yano.
Y-A-N-O. Professor Yano. Nice.
What was the sad thing?
The sad thing I had to do yesterday was I had to put two queen bees to death, sort of.
But you didn't do it yourself? You paid a vet to euthanize?
No, no.
Hired a hitman?
Gary, the bee guy in my neighborhood, who's I'm apprenticing basically to him. He's skilled at this sort of thing, so he did it. But what you there is a problem with honeybees, as many of you have read about in the news, where sometimes you have a colony that collapses. They call it colony collapse disorder, and it happens a lot of the time. Sometimes a third or more of the time. Often it happens over the winter, where you set your hive out for the winter, and they're supposed to keep themselves alive and warm, and then you show up in the spring and they're dead. In my case, these queens just stopped producing. They stopped laying eggs. And my queen, when one hive should have laid 30,000 eggs, and there were like none. And what that means is that the hive will die, because the hive, the bees live about 30 days during the summer.
But it's a constant regeneration.
Constant regeneration of new bees, and that's where that term comes from, by the way, new bees.
Little known fact.
It's a little known fact. How come you don't use little known fact anymore, Eric?
Oh, you want little known facts? I can certainly.
Oh, God, if I ask for it, it'll be there all the time.
Oh, well.
Just like, surprise me.
Okay.
So you have to. It's when a queen isn't performing, you got to kind of take her out.
Put her down, yeah.
And,
don't you have, how many hives do you have?
Well, that's the interesting thing, because my wizard, if I'm the apprentice, he's the wizard, right?
My blacksmith, they also.
Whatever. He's very creative. He has like old boxes, old supers, and he leaves them out there. And bees that swarmed in the wild come and find them. He like collects hives just from the wild. And so we got some new queens. And one of the queens was dispatched. But the other queen, he said, there's a swarm in this other box over here without a queen. I'll put you in there and give you a chance.
Saying this to the queen?
She probably didn't understand him. Yeah, I know.
I know. And
we just sound like bees to them.
Surprised that they don't kick out a non-producing bee themselves.
Well, I think they would start laying another queen if they had enough resources, from what I've read. But in this case, intervention was required.
Right.
So anyway, I feel bad. It's my hives, they're my universes of
and they're collapsing
bees. Yeah, they're basically slackers.
Mm. Well, it's a global phenomenon. Don't take it personally. I mean,
in fact, it's the term lazy bee.
Don't try to claim
could
that.
Start
one.
At one of my hives.
Okay.
The queen was a lazy bee. She's probably unionized.
Don't go, man. So you got one now?
No, I have two hives still.
Okay, but one has no bee? I mean, you said...
No, they're all... But we got re-queened. You go and you buy a new queen.
You go to Capitol Hill for those? Where do you pick
them? No. Okay. You go to a place called Bee's Knees. I'm serious.
Yeah,
that's the actual
they.
Name of the place.
Yeah, they just...
Is that like a retail store or a mail order?
No, it's a real place.
Oh, really?
In Monroe.
Yeah, oh, wow.
Keep doing a business together.
Gary is on the phone. He'll explain it to you. Gary?
Am I
telling the story okay?
You're doing well. However, having me as your hitman, you're supposed to be there.
I know.
Experience this,
I wasn't around yesterday, and Gary felt it was an emergency, so he went and did it.
Oh, he did your dirty work for you?
I would have.
Yeah, this was, in my 10 years, I've never actually dispatched a queen. I've always given them a second chance, and then they usually just kind of die. Naturally, but this one was, it hasn't produced an egg in over 2 weeks, so actually,
oh,
I had no problem giving her the guillotine.
Is that what you do? I was going to ask. Do you cut her off? What do you do? How do you dispatch it?
Well, you know, I don't want to be too graphic here, but you just pinch the head off. And
do you have a shoe more? I can show you.
There's a number of methods that will be effective. Yeah. So it was quick.
Yes, very quick. But
do you pin the dead queen carcass up for the new one to see just what can happen if she doesn't get, you know?
Actually, when bees die, there's lots of bees that job is just to be mortuary bees, right? They just take care of the dead.
Well, it was amazing because on Friday, I made this observation hive out of plexiglass and took it into my daughter's fourth grade class. And it's just amazing. Everybody's gathered around. And you can see what's going on in the hive. The queen's laying eggs. But there were several bees in there carrying dead bees down to the bottom. And everybody noticed that. And it was a great example of that's their job during that week of their lives. They clean the hive. And so, yeah, there's always bees going in there and pulling things out and throwing it out to clean up the hive and make
it's a lot like it's a lot like a human society when you really start to get into it. I mean, there's just like there would be a janitor, there would be a baker, there would be a candle maker, and all of the well.
And bees don't get to choose their occupation in the hive. They're kind of born to it.
Well, yeah, the Seinfeld movie, they all lined up and chose their jobs, but that's, you know, not right.
It was a cartoon.
Well, that's what I'm saying. This is true communism. The state tells you what you're going to do.
Well, this you morph into your next responsibility as you grow older. You're a nurse bee cleaning out your own cell. Then you're a nurse bee feeding the queen. And then all of a sudden, you're a security guard. Then your last 10 days, you're out foraging for water or nectar or pollen. Or you could be a scout bee circling, looking for new sources of nectar. And it was interesting, too. When I was in our hives, it's in a whole big field of blackberry that's just about to burst. And then I have a hive 50 yards down who all of the bees were dancing in circles, which means there's a new nectar source 100 yards away.
They dance in circles. Yards. It's sort of like hee-haw, bee-haw.
They get excited, huh?
Uh-huh. A circle dance is nectar source within 100 yards, a figure eight.
Figure eight dance is what?
They actually know. He knows. He can see by what the bees are doing, how they're communicating what's going on.
Well, the crazy thing was that the blackberry blossoms at that hive, right within 5 feet, were blooming. And it was really neat to see all of a sudden this hive was all dancing and going crazy because the blossoms had blossomed. So,
my hive was watching TV.
Yeah. World Cup.
Reality shows, mostly, and... yeah. All right. Well,
and you see that's how this goes. My two hives are doing okay, and yours, for whatever reason, the queens just have been lazy, and we got the same bees from the same place, had new equipment, and it's just who knows.
Just the way it is.
Gary, can I ask a personal question? And please don't. I'm trying not to be stereotypical about beekeepers. You have a lovely lady in your life, right?
She's got a gorgeous wife.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Can a loud buzzing sound be heard from your home while you're out looking at hives? Just asking.
I can't answer that personal question.
Okay, fair enough. I don't mean to pry.
There's
stings
bees
a little, doesn't it?
There's bees at home too.
Gary got his first bee sting yesterday. No. Speaking of stings.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Finn got stung.
Yeah, his first bee sting.
What'd you do for a bee sting, Gary?
Make a salt paste and get it on that wound immediately and suck out the venom.
There you go.
Salt?
Just salt and water.
Really?
I was heard baking soda.
And you suck it out with your mouth?
No. Oh. You just put that paste on it and it will draw it out. The salt
paste will draw it out. Okay.
Well, baking soda works too, but the sooner you, I mean, within, if you're at a picnic and you just grab the salt shaker and get it on there immediately, and it will reduce the swelling.
Thank you, Gary.
So, Bob, you have not been stung yet. This is ridiculous.
He can't believe I haven't been stung yet. I am so careful with the bee suit.
Have you sprayed him with queen urine or anything? Kind of an initiation prank?
I'm not afraid. I know I'll be stung eventually. If you can't be a beekeeper without being stung.
I can almost guarantee it.
And I've gone in there, and you saw all the comb I took out the last week. I mean, it's not like I wasn't asking for it.
Yeah, you were in there. You did some work, but... I don't know. At this point, you really should just open your zipper or something.
Really? That?
Well, because I have a suit and I wear a hat underneath it, and I also have a hooded sweatshirt. Millions of ways they could get to you.
Yeah.
And if you layer clothing, there's no way. And I go in with no way. I go in like I'm on the moon.
Have you confirmed that you are non-allergic to bees?
Nope. I mean,
so you might you might swell up like a balloon if you get
don't
stuck.
Know. We'll find out.
Maybe not.
Maybe we'll just read about it.
Gary, the as we call him in North Bend, the honey guy.
Yeah.
Gary, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Bye. Yeah, I wouldn't do this if I didn't have a mentor
yeah,
like
that's
that.
Cool. That's really cool.
So, but it was traumatic. Traumatic. Got some new queens. Perhaps some show tunes will motivate her.
There's no business like comb business, like no business, I know.
I may try it.
Some tunes?
Yeah. All right. When we come back, what do you suppose the dumbest city in America? This is another one of them lists of smart and dumb and rich
as
and poor.
Uneducated?
Are we in there?
We're on the smart side of this, actually.
All right. We'll tell you where Seattle ranks, and we'll tell you where place you probably grew up in and moved away from will rank after these.
The Bob Rivers Show. Bob, Spike, and Joe on 102.5 KZOK, the classic rock station.
Now, that was lovely, wasn't it? 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on your car insurance. Right then, let's get started at geico.com.
You gotta love a New York strip. A first-class steak that brings so much flavor to the table, well, you forget that it comes with 10 essential nutrients, along with its own brand of sultry big city sizzle that'll make your taste buds wish they had taste buds. But hey, the New York Strip's got a reputation to uphold. It's the lean cut with enough protein power to stare you straight in the face and say, "Are you looking at me?" So go ahead and make that first cut as if to answer. Not for long. That's the New York Strip, one of 29 lean cuts that make beef one powerful protein. Learn to love them all. Beef, it's what's for dinner.
Washington's Family Farmers and Ranchers invite you to make Safeway your lean protein headquarters with their Ranchers Reserve Tender Guaranteed 100% USA Beef. Ranchers Reserve Beef is one powerful protein at your local Safeway. For great beef grilling recipes, visit wabeef.org.
What if we told you that you can earn additional points, miles, or cash back when you use your Visa Signature credit card? Well, you can, just by paying your everyday bills, like cable, cell phone, or insurance with Visa Signature. Now through August 31st, be automatically entered for a chance to win a hot paperless device, like an Amazon Kindle, and more, when you pay a bill with Visa Signature or any other Visa card. For complete official rules, including details on non-purchase entries, go to visa.com/gopaperless. So look in your wallet. If your card says Visa Signature, you're just a click away from dozens of perks, in addition to the points, miles, or cash back you already earn. Check out the full list of perks at visa.com/signature. More people go with Visa. No purchase or obligation necessary to enter or win. Solely sponsored by Visa. Open to legal U.S. residents 18 years and older as of June 7th, 2010. Ends August 31st, 2010. Void where prohibited. For official rules, go to visa.com/go paperless.
For years, I've been telling couples that it's worth the drive to Shane Company, even a fairly long drive, to buy their diamond engagement ring. To pass the time while you're headed to our store, you could talk about what to do with the hundreds, even thousands of dollars you'll save with our low direct diamond importer prices. You could talk about the 1,000 bridal ring styles Shane Company has, including the many exclusive designs you won't find at any other jeweler. You could talk about the thousands of diamonds Shane Company has in every price range, including all the fancy-shaped diamonds we have that most other jewelers don't. With exciting conversations like that, you'll be at Shane Company before you know it.
Now you have a friend in the diamond business, Shane Company, in Linwood between Alderwood Mall and I-5. Open Monday through Friday till 8, Saturday and Sunday till 5, online at ShaneCo.com.
Once every 8 years or so, the Chicago Cubs come to town, along with some of their fans.
Nice town, Seattle. You got a market where two guys play catch with a fish.
The Mariners play the Cubs in a big three-game interleague series at Safeco Field Tuesday, June 22nd through Thursday, June 24th.
You people drink 12 cups of coffee a day, and you're still laid back. Go figure.
Derek Lee, Alfonso Soriano, and old pal Lou Piniella will be on hand to face Ichiro, Goody, Felix, and the Mariners.
Look me up at Safeco Field. I'll be wearing an Ernie Banks jersey, eating a brat.
Good seats are still available at Safeco Field for all three games against the Cubs. Tuesday night, June 22nd, Wednesday night, June 23rd, and Thursday afternoon at a special 12:40 start time. Get your tickets now at Mariners.com or wait another 8 years.
I visited the Woodland Park Zoo, and guess what I saw? The Bears.
Mariners Cubs, June 22nd through the 24th, not your everyday series.
Let's play three.
Imagine the world as your classroom, where you can take classes in Beijing, Prague, and Bellevue. Did you know there's a university that makes that possible? And it's been right here in your backyard for more than 35 years. City University of Seattle provides classes in 11 countries and offers an international MBA in global leadership, with classes led by faculty from around the world, giving you a truly global business perspective. The secret's out. Visit cityu.edu for more information.
Ram Heavy Duty and Zach Brown Band are joining forces to salute the men and women serving overseas by launching Letters for Lyrics, a national letter-writing campaign with a goal to send 1 million letters to troops deployed around the world. In exchange for writing a letter to a soldier, you'll receive an exclusive copy of Breaking Southern Ground, the new CD featuring Zach Brown Band and other Southern Ground artists.
Just as free. Free as we'll ever.
Just give your letter to a Ram dealer and start enjoying the latest music from Zach Brown Band. It's that simple. A letter for lyrics.
Free as we'll ever be. And never be.
To learn more, visit ramtrucks.com/letters for lyrics.
Father's Day is here. So give Dad the new personalized video gift card from the Home Depot. There's nothing like it. This one lets you make a video for Dad to watch online and in 3D if he's got a webcam. Plus, new lower prices means Dad can stretch your dollars further on what he really wants. So this Father's Day, give Dad a personalized video gift card. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. U.S. stores only.
Excuse me, please don't cut this log.
Ah, holy moly, a talking log.
No, no, it's not a talking log. I'm your local Geico agent. I saw this hollow log in your backyard and I crawled inside.
Well, what the heck for?
Because I'm here to save you money on car insurance.
By climbing into a log?
Well, see, I'm local, so if you ever want Geico's low rates but want some personal service, I'm as close as your own backyard.
Oh, ain't that something? A Geico agent in my own backyard.
Yep.
Hey, Luann, come see this Geico agent in the backyard. No, he's in a daggone log.
If you ever need help saving money on car insurance, have questions about your policy, or just want a free rate quote, your local Geico agent is always close by.
Your local Geico office can help you insure more than just your car. They can help you with motorcycle, boat, homeowners, renters, and other insurance products. For a free rate quote, call 425-454-1026. That's 425-454-1026. Or visit your local Geico office at 14310 Northeast 20th in Bellevue.
KZOK traffic.
Not a bad commute at all. Just a couple of slowdowns in Kent I-5 northbound from 272nd right up to 516. And then 405 northbound, a little bit heavy from the Maple Valley Highway up to Park. 167 slow from 410 up to Jovita. I-5 southbound, dragging a bit right before 175th. Lee Callahan, 102.5 KZOK.